Welcome to Bear Grease Week on KUMD.
This Bear Grease Report brought to you by the Trail Center Lodge up north on the Gunflint Trail and Energy Plus of Duluth.
103.3 KUMD. And one of the other events, we mentioned the meet and greet with the mushers. We mentioned the cutest puppy contest on Saturday. Saturday afternoon, it's the Cub Run. And it's an opportunity for mushers who are a little younger, can't quite compete in the Bear Grease quite yet, to get their opportunity to show what they can do. It is indeed BYOD, you bring your own dog. And someone who's going to be there with bells on is Julia Cross. She joins us this morning live and in color from her home in Canada. Julia, good morning and thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
So I understand. I asked your mom to send me, you know, a little bit of information about you. And I don't know whether you got a chance to look this over first before she sent it. But she said that woof was the second word you ever spoke.
Yes, it was.
And your fourth birthday party, you just invited dogs and no people.
Yep.
I think you're my new best friend, Julia. So when did you get hooked on mushing?
In Thunder Bay, where I live, there's a winter carnival every March, and they offer dog sled rides. So when I was five, we went there, and I just absolutely fell in love with dog sledding. And we went to the kennel that owns the dogs, and I started volunteering there, and the musher, Paul Amano, taught me almost everything I know about dog sledding, and now I'm where I am, and it's absolutely amazing.
Now, you're in a situation that was very similar to mine growing up, where you've got a parent who is allergic to animals with hairs, so that means no dogs for you, is that
no
right?
No dogs.
Oh, your poor dad.
Yeah.
But you've had the opportunity to just get your fill of dogs with loners, it sounds like, working with all of these other places.
Yeah. Peter McClellan in Ely, Minnesota, he also helped me 2 weekends ago. I went to his place, and I'm actually running his dogs on Saturday.
Oh, so you're getting loners. Loner dogs, always a good idea.
Yeah.
Does he have any concern about lending you his fantastic dogs to do the Cub Run?
I don't think so. He's all about teaching new kids about dog sledding and getting kids involved in the sport. So I think he's pretty happy that he's got more people running his dogs.
That's really exciting. Now, a couple of years ago, he came down to the Bear Grease for the first time. Tell us about that.
So I went down with Paul Amano, and he carried all the mail, all the trail mail, on his team. And I got to carry the mail bag to the start of the race, and I had to get sworn in as a mail carrier for the race.
Wow.
So I was actually carrying the mail bag. So, and that was my first time at the Bear Grease, and it was just so awesome seeing all the different dogs, feeling the excitement between all of them. It was awesome.
Do your parents have the sneaking suspicion that they're going to be spending some money getting you trained and getting you your gear for your own dog sled team somewhere along the line?
Yeah, we're already doing that right now. We're buying me better equipment. We're going to Alaska and stuff and for training and experiences. So
I think that's fantastic. Now, you have your own business in the summer. What do you do?
I walk dogs at my camp.
That's a surprise. Wow, what an idea. And you also are a writer. Tell us a little bit about that.
I write for the Sled Dogger magazine. It's an online magazine that's free, and I'm the junior staff, and I write all about different mushers, different things that I've done, and I do lots of stuff for it, and it's lots of fun.
So you cross-country ski, and you also cross-country run, and you like those sports.
Yep.
Why?
Well, they can help you in dog sledding, because for cross-country skiing, you're poling, and when you're doing long-distance races, you can pole so that you can give your dogs an extra push. And running is also a very good sport for dog sledding, too, because it helps you when you're running up hills, because you have to run up the hills.
Yeah.
You don't want your dogs pulling all the weight. I love running.
It's not just sitting on the back of the sled being cargo. There's a lot of work.
Yes, there's a lot of work.
So do you borrow dogs to go skijoring?
No, I want to try because I just learned how to cross-country ski. So I want to try sometime, but I'm a little nervous because you've only got one dog and you don't have as much control while you're on skis as you are on a dog sled.
You know, I'm hardly an expert, but I would recommend that when you try it for the first time, you don't pick somebody's competitive racing dogs.
Yeah, you pick like an older dog.
Or you find somebody with a nice Basset Hound.
Yes. Yeah. Well, not really a Basset Hound.
Basset Hounds, you'd be surprised. They've got a very low center of gravity, and they're hugely strong. And a Basset Hound or something, they'd take you along kind of slow, might be just the ticket.
Exactly.
So, all right. So you're doing the Cub Run this Saturday. How many dogs do you get to have on your team?
You get two dogs, and it's 2 miles. And it's on a golf course. It's on the Black Bear Casino golf course. And it's each person is in 2 minutes interval. So one person would go, and then 2 minutes later someone else would go. And it's lots of fun. Last year it was extremely cold, so I'm actually kind of looking forward to it not being as cold this weekend.
I don't want to say anything about the weather. Because what the important thing is that the weather's right for the mushers and the dogs this weekend. That's the only priority.
Yeah.
Well, Julia, congratulations on this. How'd you do in the Cub Run last year, by the way?
Last year I came in fifth place.
Okay.
Out of 9 or 10, I think.
So have you been working on a strategy for this year?
Not really. I was just trying to do my best and feel that I did good about what I'm doing.
Well, and of course, you know, when you're borrowing dogs, you're grateful for who you get.
Exactly.
So, but because you're not going to go back and say, next year I want faster dogs.
Exactly.
Right. Julia, I've got one word for you with regard to, well, I got a couple of words for you with regard to the whole parent and the allergy thing. Allergy shots, poodles.
Yes.
I'm just saying. And if you Google it, you can find poodles pulling sleds. An entire team of poodles pulling sleds. There you go. So I'm just saying.
Exactly.
Julia, thanks again so much for joining us this morning. What fun to talk with you.
Thank you.
Julia Cross, 12-year-old musher from Thunder Bay. She's on her way down this weekend to run the Cub Run portion of the John Bear Grease Sled Dog Marathon.
Winter winds are whispering. Telling me to travel on.
This Bear Grease report brought to you in part by Energy Plus of Duluth and by the Hungry Jack Lodge and Campground up north on the Gunflint Trail.